Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
This is The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe. Glad you're here today, by the way. Being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at edage.com. And by Captivate Network. You can visit them at captivate.com. With Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe, it's a Big Radio Midgets production. Stefan Bastier is our special guest out of Chicago this week. Stefan is, his story is incredible. First of all, the whole family is in the biz. You could probably, well, I don't know whether you'd do the Mad Men thing or what, but at some point in time, sometime between when they had the Stone Age billboards and up until today, the electronic billboards, a member of the family has actually been involved in advertising and marketing. Stefan also has a brand new book out as well, and it is called Happy Soul Industry. So much to find out. He's in Chicago this weekend, and that's where we've got him, so we'll bring him on here for a few segments. We also have, momentarily, Jean Bliss talking about more of her New Year's Eve resolutions, and a little bit later on in the show, Shamin Abbas for ROI for online press releases, and seeing what that's all about too. So a lot of good things coming your way today too. What do you have there?
And you know, well, I was just going to say the parents of today's guest, Stefan, claim as their only failure was to keep Stefan out of the advertising business. So other than that, they've done a great job with raising their children.
I highly doubt that they did that, but that's okay.
No. Yeah. Wow. Hey, last week we mentioned Claire Chan. And there's some headlines here, major layoffs at Time Warner, Microsoft, LA Times, is rumored to have layoffs. I've decided in 09, mm-hmm. I'm going to no more read negative, layoff, any crap that is just negative. I'm just not going to read it. So let me start by doing this. There we go. We get this out of the way. And I'm going to read something positive, Ray.
Go for it.
In a bid to elevate its brand profile, Audi has boosted its marketing budget. That's right, boosted their marketing budget in 2009.
Good for them.
Planning
Good for them.
15% to 20% increase here in the U.S. Automakers increased TV plan kicks off in Feb, and 60-second Super Bowl spot begins the kickoff, showcasing the Audi A6 sedan. And you know, I don't have to tell you, Ray. While many car companies are planning to hit the brakes in their TV budgets this year, Audi is not only looking to build, but build. That it in March here in 2008, and interestingly enough, they increased by threefold their budget from 07 to 08 to $87 million, $35 million in 07, and I can't imagine that there's actually a relationship between ad spend and increased market share, really. So you know, when other companies are out there pulling the horns in and decreasing budgets, this is the time that if you're smart about it and strategic, and I'm not saying just, you know, goose your budget and spend more and you're going to get more market share, but if you're smart about it and strategic about it, while others are laying low and you know, becoming less aggressive.
Here's a chance to own your category, boys and girls. What a concept,
yeah.
Too. Yeah. Hey, Jean Bliss is with us here on The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe. Let's listen.
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome. With your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Jean Bliss.
With New Year's resolution for 2009, number 2. Improve one piece of customer communication. One place to begin is your bill, the statement where you ask your customers for money. Now, how easy is that to read? Does your language sound like something that just came out of the legal department? Or is it conversational? How does it look? Do you need a magnifying glass to read the bill? Is there jargon? Sit with some of your customers, the ones who love you, and get their feedback on what they need to know, what they want to know, and what they wish they'd know when they get their bill. Think of your bill as a place to validate to your customers that they made the right decision using your products or services. What better time is there to do that than when you are asking your customers for money?
This has been your weekly installment of The Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Gene is Corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to CustomerBliss.com.
Thanks much. Gene Bliss here at the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Stefan Foster is going to be with us here momentarily, and we'll tell you more about him in just a moment. Talk about car dealers. We've got Kia really doing an incredible campaign. You know, that's the campaign with, listen, buy our car, and if you lose your job, we'll take it back. Like, yeah, I'm taking my car back, man. I don't want my car to go back. And
I'm sleeping in my car.
That will tow you away, too. That will seriously screw up your credit, too, I understand. I heard that is one of the, is one of the things. I think it's called, repossession. But anyway, that's nice of them. At least they're advertising. I think it's good out there. Prices getting trimmed everywhere here, Brad. The Oscars are trimming the price. They're slashing the price of an ad in the Academy Awards to $1.4 million for the first time. The Oscars will accept ads for movies. So people are getting creative in the way that they do business. We had talked about the fact that, you know, some of the actors are pitching themselves for less, and now what's happening is the Oscars cutting the price, $1.4 million, and also taking movie ads for the the Oscars as well. That's the Academy Awards, I should say. So the face of what's going on out here is changing just a little bit too. Let me take just a moment before we get to the break here to talk about Stefan. As chairman and chief creative officer, he is responsible for the overall creative leadership and quality of the creative product of Euro RSCG in Chicago. Creative pioneer, Stefan has spent his entire career developing integrated campaigns that break through and build loyalty. Just say some of the names and that sentence comes right out of there. Prior to joining Euro, Stefan ran LB Works, a Leo Burnett company, overseeing creatives for Altoids, Handspring, Lexmark, and Maytag, amongst others. A copywriter by trade, he is perhaps best known for his provocative work on behalf of those curiously strong mints. Stefan is the recipient of advertising's most prestigious awards, including a Kelly Award, Best of Show, and Gold and Silver Awards at competitions, including The One Show, The Addies, Cannes Gold Lion. He is also a novelist, and that's what we're talking about a little bit today, too. Happy Soul Industry is a book. There's a website that goes along with that, happysoulindustry.com. So we get a chance to learn a little bit more about Stefan and his family, too. Talking about curiously strong in the advertising industry. Just about every one of those folks has participated at one point in time in something monumental in advertising. So it's an all in the family kind of a thing. So that's what we have here. We'll talk to Stefan in just a minute. On the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth, being powered by Shipple.com. That's S-C-H-I-P-U-L.com. And a platform that is a killer marketing platform for websites. It's called Tendency with an I. Check it out and talk to Ed Shipple, who does a great job for the Advertising Show. So stay with us. Lots more to come.
Here comes another typical commercial. I could get your attention by blowing a foghorn, or maybe an awesome scream. But even that doesn't cut through the clutter enough to really captivate your attention. If you're an advertiser and you really want your message to be heard, then reach for the golden nugget of advertising. It's what's called a captive audience. One company delivers this much sought-after captive audience. And believe it or not, it's just the people you want to reach, business professionals and decision makers. It all happens in 23 of North America's largest and most progressive markets. And the captive audience is right there in the elevators of select premier office towers. Over 8,000 high-quality video screens get people's attention with what research proves they want, news and information. It's all combined with your branded message in a way that only this captive audience sees and absorbs. Cut the waste in your advertising budget by reaching just who you want to reach. Don't just advertise. Captivate your audience. To find out more, click on Captivate.com.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
As promised, we are back with The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth. And out of Chicago, our very special guest and author of a book called Happy Soul Industry. He does a few other things in the meantime as well. Stefan Poster is our special guest. Stefan, it's great to have you here at The Advertising Show.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate the opportunity as well.
Yeah, and we were just talking about Hyundai and their promotion about giving back their car if you lose your job off the air just before this segment. I came up with an idea while we were talking about it, and Hyundai, if you're listening, give away bumper stickers at all your dealership, and they should say something like this: if you lived in your car, you'd be home by now. What do you think of that?
Geez, well, I know that promotion. I responded viscerally to it when I saw it on television, and then, of course, all the feedback after. The problem, in my opinion, is that it's essentially a depressing promotion. It implies reality in a way that advertising seldom does. Maybe that isn't a problem, but it's certainly controversial, which I suppose makes it a good promotion in, on the one sense that it generated a lot of buzz. And there are a lot of agencies, or I should say a few very successful agencies, that are making a great deal of hay just promising their clients buzz. And that's sort of the result of integrated marketing. We'll get you buzz, we'll get you being talked about in this channel and in that channel. So it's a double-edged sword for Kia, but I don't know. I'm not sure what the consumer's going to think and feel about it.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Did I misspeak? I thought it was Hyundai. It's Kia with that promotion?
It's Kia, yes.
Yeah, well, good. Excuse me, Hyundai, then. I'm sorry. Let's talk a little bit about your book. It's an interesting read, I must say. And, you know, you being originally a copywriter and now certainly a creative executive with a very well-known global agency out of Chicago, I'm curious, Stefan, what inspired you to write The Happy Soul Industry?
Well, as I get a little bit on in the years, I start to think above and beyond the daily grind, and advertising has always struck me as a business that, well, the tagline I put on my blog, The Gods of Advertising, says, "We make you want what you don't need," and advertising does that at its core. It tries to make consumers want something that they don't otherwise need. Obviously, there's exceptions to that or debatable points within it. But if you look at something as dogmatic as the seven deadly sins, I mean, let's look at them: greed, lust, envy, coveting something that you don't have, envying your neighbor, keeping up with the Joneses. I mean, these are primary drivers in our business, and in the Judeo-Christian belief system, they're sins. They are flat-out tickets to hell. And I thought the tension between those two ideologies, the sort of advertising drive interest, drive customers into the showroom, get them to purchase, all those mandates that we have, is contrary to what you learned in Sunday school, mm-hmm. to be of service, not what people can do for you, or not what you can do for people, but what people can do for you, and all the different doctrines that we learn to be good boys and girls go against the very grain of what we become professionals at in the advertising business. Those two wheels when they started spinning closer together and eventually touched, in my mind, created a tremendous amount of sparks. And those sparks were the catalyst for the Happy Soul industry. That's the theme. Those are the topics that I wanted to cover in the book.
So any flack here's an ad guy that's very successful at what you do, and everything you said I don't disagree with, but, you know, coming from you, are you not killing your own golden goose?
No, because I love advertising at its core. I mean, I'm drawn to those things, same as everybody else. Essentially, that's what makes us human. It's human nature to want what we don't have. I mean, I'm torn, to be quite honest with you, and part of writing this novel and getting into the characters and discovering what would happen if God were to hire an advertising agency, which is the plot of Happy Soul Industry, would all hell break loose, or would we find redemption? And I found those topics irresistible, and the story wrote itself. I empathize with each and every character in the book, the good ones and the bad ones. As a matter of fact, there is no ironclad good one and definitive bad one. Even God is culpable, and God is portrayed as a client, and in our business, clients are often very challenging and difficult people. So however you look at it, through whatever filter, from whatever side you're coming into the book in, there's something there to explore and to debate. I mean, we're also talking to religious people about this book. I want priests and rabbis to dialogue around some of the themes here as well. I mean, I don't know for certain whether trying to convince people to buy a luxury sedan in a depressed market is a sin or not. I'm just fascinated by the possibility that it is, and this is the job I've chosen. And have I chosen wisely? Am I doing, as they say in most spiritual groups, am I doing the next right thing by maintaining this job and doing it to the highest standard possible? Only God will ultimately know and decide, right?
Yeah, I've got that right. Happy Soul Industry is the book. Stefan Poster is our special guest here on the Advertising Show. Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth, and we hope you will stick around. There is much more to come.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
Do you know exactly how to read an Oreo? Well, to do it, you unscrew it very fast.
This is the place to be, The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Indeed, today Stefan Poster is our special guest out of Chicago, author of the book Happy Soul Industry, also chairman and chief creative officer at Euro RSCG Chicago. Stefan, it is a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you know, most people, I think, by now, certainly within our industry, have heard about Bogusky, his book, of Bogusky, Crispin Porter Bogusky fame, wrote a book about nutrition and criticizing American diet, in particular fast food, and yet Crispin handles Burger King, among other clients that could consider, contradicting the business he's in, and that, you know, kind of leads itself to the question that I set up last segment. Do you have any thoughts about some of the things that have been written about Bogusky and his book and some of the criticism about him writing that book?
Well, gosh, I know, Alex, I judged the Cannes Lions with him once or twice. I knew him before he was uber famous. He's a great guy, an intellectual, a deep thinker, and just a nice person to be with. He's also written more than that book you referenced, the one about dieting. I think it's called The 9-Inch Plate. He wrote one called Hoopla, or at least people within his agency in addition to him. And in that book, he talks about how the whole reason for his agency is to generate hoopla, buzz, notoriety, infamy, and by that measure, they're succeeding beyond their wildest dreams. And what do I think about all that? I think for an agency to make that their mission statement, you have to have real cojones, and you also have to be able to walk the walk, and they've done it, and they've done it in spades. I tell everybody at my shop here at Euro RSCG in Chicago, let's not try to emulate Crispin Porter. Let's not try to be Crispin Porter Boguski, but I will show you how to beat them. And Alex will tell you, in the two times we've pitched, I've prevailed there. Now, he's the one who's famous, and I'm not, and he deserves all the credit in addition to his peers and colleagues. But that mission statement, fame at all costs, is brazen, it's fascinating, and it's a little bit of a interesting pathway into what got me to write The Happy Soul Industry, more of a meditation on what is the right thing in a business predicated on lust and greed and envy. We were talking about in the first segment how marketing, if it's doing its job correctly, is getting people to spend money on things they probably don't need. Do you really need more insurance than you already have? Do you really need a nicer car? Do you really need another credit card? And once you have that credit card, do you really need to buy all that stuff that your advertising is insisting that, yes, in fact, you do, you do, you do. And according to all the religions of the world I'm aware of, not only do you not need those things, it's probably not in your best interest to live a life in pursuit of them. That's the cornerstone to the drama of the Happy Soul Industry, trying to do the next right thing when you're in a business that's driving people to do one wrong thing after another. All of that's debatable, and I can go on both sides of the debate. I love my job. I love what I do. I don't think I'm a sinner, but yet I can't help but think about it in terms of those ideas.
Yeah, you know, let's stay with
that, gentlemen, but I have a feeling it would be nice for you to respond.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I want to ask you. I don't want to give away the book. I do want to encourage any of our listeners that if you love to read about spirituality and maybe move a little more into a deeper thought with regard to why we all exist and why we do what we do, but yet set in an advertising setting, if you will. It's a great read, and I must tell you, your book kept my attention, and I read it in about 3-4 sits, and it's a great book. Next segment, I want to ask you a question that's going to take a little bit longer to set up. So why don't I just hold that till next segment?
Plus, I believe the studio dog wants to go out or something like that. On the advertising show, it's Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth. Maybe he's chasing a squirrel. Yep, he's got the squirrel. It's gone. With our special guest out of Chicago, Stefan Foster, author of the book Happy Soul Industry. He's done so much more as well. It's the advertising show. Glad you're here.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million and a celebrity endorsement? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Welcome back, Ray Schillen, Brad Forsyth here with our very special guest. It's a family affair, family thing here. Stefan Foster, chairman and chief creative officer of Euro RSCG in Chicago and author of the book Happy Soul Industry, which is what we've been talking about in part here during our interview. Stefan, great to have you here. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, a little different track today for regular listeners out there listening globally around the world at theadvertisingshow.com. We're going to talk a little off message for a moment about a novel, a wonderful novel written, The Happy Soul Industry, and our guest, the author today. In keeping, Stefan, with the theme of your novel, let's say that we could get all the CEOs of all the world's religions. We get Buddha, Muhammad, Abraham, Jesus. We get them all together. And they hire one global agency to promote human goodness, compassion, peace, and well-being among all nations and cultures today. Isn't it really about being singular in your message? And is that something that you were really trying to get across in your book, as opposed to some of these religions that seem to be in conflict with one another, or in some cases denominations within a single religion that seem to be in conflict with one another?
Well, the neat thing about the book, and one of the most fun parts about writing it, was I took all those religions of the world, those denominations, and I positioned them for the story as essentially campaigns against one big idea. So Jesus Christ was an icon developed by God to help move the message of goodness to your fellow man. The Bible, if you will, was a long copy ad that did this. Christ was like Michael Jordan, their endorser, their hero. He could walk on water. He could part the seas. I mean, Michael Jordan could fly through the air if he put on a pair of gym shoes, and Christ could walk across water. So God, in her infinite wisdom, and in the book it is a female presence, in her infinite wisdom, over the millennia, created one campaign after the other in her own way. Christ was one of them. Buddha was another. Even the Wiccas and the witches of the world, all of these things, Mother Nature, what the Indians, the Native Americans believed in, what the other Indians, the people in India, the Pakistani, all those different deities, denominations, what if they were just campaigns? Many of them failed, and some of them rather successful, to move one big idea. God then, having reached a nadir right now in modern times, nobody, no young person is taken with religion, she decides, I've got to get an advertising agency because, frankly, my ideas aren't working anymore. Burning bushes, stigmata, seeing figures in a mud puddle, people don't care one way or another about that. They're not moved. So she gets the idea, having talked with some of the former luminaries in heaven, Bill Birnbach, David Ogilvy, she consults with them, and they tell her, you go down and find yourself a hip advertising agency, and they'll figure out a way to make heaven relevant again. And that's what was so exciting and fun about this book. That's what happens.
And if you take what you just said and bring it into the marketing world, you just described an excellent example of fragmentation. how maybe God had a common message throughout all of those efforts and fragmented the message in such a way that each became highly differentiated, and therefore you have a lot of conflict, and everyone's looking at what the differences are as opposed to what the similarities are, huh?
We've got a great book here, too, by the way. We are out of time here for this particular segment. If we haven't inspired you to go get the book with that last story, I don't know what will, okay? Happy Soul Industry. Happy Soul Industry is the website, happysoulindustry.com, I should say. Stefan, it's been a pleasure, and continued success with your career in advertising. I'm sure your children and their children will do the same thing, but keep up the great work, and it's been great having you here.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. May your God go with you.
On the Advertising Show, Ray Schillen's Brad Forsyth. We'll be back in just a minute.
There is somewhere better to get inspired creative ideas, and this is where it's at. OpenAd.net, the first online platform for advertisers, changing the way that ideas are created and traded. Access nearly 11,000 creative minds representing 125 countries around the world, waiting online to have a go at your brief. Imagine the impact such range and diversity of talent can have on your next advertising campaign. All creative work is IP cleared before you get it. We take care of all the details, while you get brilliant ideas in a fraction of the time, at a lower cost, and with a lot less fuss. No endless meetings, no away days. When a client needed a PR campaign to include people who couldn't make it to the G8 rally, they got 53,000 people to join a virtual protest and a campaign that won 2 international creative awards. OpenAd.net, busting down the walls of the ad industry. Put us to the test. Just go to openad.net and give us a try. What have you got to lose? The future starts here.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat.
Great interview, as always, here on the Advertising Show. Thanks, Stefan, for being part of the show today. And we are so pleased that you're able to drop by. Stefan's book, Happy Soul Industry, is also the chairman and chief creative officer of Euro RSCG out of Chicago. So good show. Mark DiMassimo, founder and CEO of DiMassimo Goldstein, or Goldstein, whichever you prefer, is our guest coming up next week here at the Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth. So, good stuff. You know, it's not only folks that are taking pay cuts and such, it's even the stars that are being asked to say, can you work for less because we really can't afford to do this picture? It's called New Movie Math, Hollywood's New Movie Math. This is out of the LA Times. It says, thanks to the nosedive in the economy, even more troubling in the movie industry, declining DVD sales that have propped up the business for the past several years, the studios are hammering down the generous financial deals long enjoyed by the most established stars and filmmakers. Basically, the financial scrutiny once reserved, they say, for big-budget movies is now getting applied to the studios. Chief staple, the mid-size picture, which constitutes the bulk of the films made in Hollywood. There was a couple of one, was it Harrison Ford and some other gentleman? They were asked, basically getting paid $8 million up front, millions less than he normally would get for a non-action role movie. $2 million up front, even though most recent fee was $4 million for somebody else. So they're saying, you know, money just isn't there anymore, and we've got to do something about it. I guess we are back in the 1930s, aren't we, Brad?
Yeah, well, I was speaking of, yesteryears and old timeies and all that good stuff. I was watching the Today Show earlier last week, and there was Willard Scott doing his review of who's reached 185
yes, exactly.
or whatever
yeah.
the year. And I noticed...
Well,
and
you'll
it just
be on there, too, one day, so there's your 15 minutes of fame.
I've put my name in, but I've got to... hopefully, it'll still be around for that in, 50 years. But anyway, I've always wondered about why Smuckers, who promotes that, why they, why someone isn't smart enough to realize that you could follow up that little segment with a pharmaceutical, you know, blood sugar lowering, insulin stabilizing pharmaceutical of some sort, because if they're all watching that and they've made it to 100, they're probably not eating Smuckers, I'm guessing.
Well, or they shouldn't be. That's a very good point. I don't know that Smuckers makes a sugar-free product. Maybe they do. I don't know. But you're absolutely right. You know, or maybe it's that good for you, or yogurt. That's what it should be, something like that. But Smucker's obviously signed a long-term deal with them, so that's cool. And Willard was looking good along with Al Roker. Yeah, Dannon'd be good too. Hey, Shamin Abbas is with us here, back with us on the Advertising Show. Our activist for excellence, ROI for online press releases. Let's find out what that's all about.
And now it's time for Activist for Excellence. PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional. Now, here's your host, the uncompromising Shamin Abbas.
The ROI of online press releases. I recently read the executive summary of a white paper whilst on the plane to visit my totally digital client, a legal peer-to-peer music file sharing service. It was about the return on investment of the shift to online press releases as a way to not only reach the traditional goals of announcing news directly to the media while increasing a client's visibility and credibility, but to set new, equally important goals that a traditional press release could never have before accomplished. Reaching customers directly, creating online content, and search engine optimization. We have found this to be an absolute must for this client, as well as for our more traditional product-orientated clients. Even though PR and marketing professionals reveal different secondary goals, both evaluated the success of an online press release by the number of times it was republished on websites, the number of times it was reviewed online, and the number of articles based on the release and media interview requests. The primary tactics are logical. Good headline with a subhead with keywords, 96%. Interesting and newsworthy content, 91.5%. Including keywords in the body of the release, 87.9%. And links to the corporate website, 86%. Both PR and marketing pros see the challenge of this media shift as developing the ability to cut through the clutter, targeting and distribution and measurement. As we're all finding out, the bottom line is that the old school press releases have become online news releases used to reach a multiplicity of audiences. Traditional releases that are only communicated with media have turned into an online opportunity to speak to the public directly. The paper indicated that it expects news releases will evolve into several specialized categories, such as mainstream media release, online media release, social media release, and consumer release. As professionals, we need to become adept at taking the same piece of news and adapting it to the voice that best speaks to these individual categories.
You've been listening to Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional, with host Shamin Abbas. Shamin is president and founder of Shamin Abbas Public Relations, a full-service agency providing local, regional, national, and international media relations, special event production, and inventive promotion, with offices in New York City and West Palm Beach. To learn more, visit ShaminAbbasPR.com. That's ShaminAbbasPR.com.
Thank you much, Shamin Abbas, here at the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. What are you holding there?
Well, you know, are you a big Jimmy Fallon fan, Ray?
Well, I think Jimmy's a great performer and a comedian. Yeah, I wouldn't say I was a big fan, but I certainly acknowledge his talent.
Yeah, well, executives from NBC's new late night show featuring Jimmy Fallon, which hasn't come aboard yet until March 2nd, but they're both pursuing branded integrations as well as live commercials for what's entitled Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Fallon, as you may know, Ray, is replacing, of course, Conan O'Brien. We've often said here on the show, we'll wait and see how he does inheriting Jay Leno's Tonight Show seat, but with no deals are imminent, according to NBC, but they are saying that they're looking to sell sponsorships for the Green Room. That's an idea you and I might consider here at the Advertising Show, and hopes of incorporating live commercials. It'll be interesting to see if they do that, Ray, because I think it was... wasn't it Jimmy Kimmel that was going to be doing live commercials when he launched his show? And I think he does he does a few here and there. But
you're
anyway,
absolutely
it's
right.
Also mentioned.
Yeah, go ahead. I remember Kimmel did talk about doing live spots and such, but Funny thing is, I don't watch a lot of Kimmel. It's usually a Letterman thing, and then I'll scout around the TV for some other stuff as well.
Yeah. Well, apparently Fallon has an interest in technical gadgets as well, which they say may be also tapped for the so-called natural integrations that they're looking for out there. So we'll see how, you know, I wish Jimmy Fallon the best, and I will keep an eye on O'Brien and see how he does, huh?
Well, you know, with Leno leaving, that's changed the whole chemistry of that late-night slot. I mean, he really, you know, he was handed the baton by the king, by Carson, and now all of a sudden that's gone away, and he's getting moved around. It's kind of a strange thing with late night now these days. The Advertising Show being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit them online at adage.com, and by Captivate Network. You can visit them at captivate.com. With Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth. Always a great show every weekend here, and anytime you want it as a podcast as well. The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production.